Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Honey, in 3 days, We'll be celebrating Father's Day.
And happy Father's Day 3 days early.
I love it. I'll make you a list of what I'd like. You know what's number one on the list?
All about
it. More time with you, with mom and dad, our kids and grandchildren. But let me say this about Father's Day. If your father is still living, I encourage you to, not too late to send a card or an e-card, maybe call him on Father's Day. And I realize that some fathers may not have been really the kind of dad God would want them to be. But you got your Heavenly Father, and He loves you. And if your dad or granddad's still living, make a step. Just call and say, I want to wish you Happy Father's Day. Don't get into anything else. Just say it simple like that. And maybe even send a card or e-card to your spiritual father. Let them know you appreciate what they did in your life. Hallelujah. Okay. Bringing the house down. Are you familiar with that expression? Well, we'd like to achieve that feat. If so, just don't do it the way Samson did it. Sorry, I couldn't resist the humor. In looking at Samson's life, we can clearly identify 7 things that led to him bringing the house down.
And his movie's out right now.
It is, matter of fact, movie about Samson. Number one, disobeying your father or mother or both. Samson's parents valued his covenant. They honored, because it honored the God of their fathers, and they knew right from wrong.
In Judges 14, verse 3 in the New Living Translation, his father and mother objected. Isn't there even one woman in our tribe or among all the Israelites you could marry? They asked. Why must you go to the pagan Philistines to find a wife?
Samson's rationale for picking his bride wasn't based on her heart or what was in her head. Listen to Judges 14:3 once again.
But this time in the New Living Translation. It concludes by saying this, but Samson told his father, get her for me. She looks good to me.
Well, go ahead.
Samson's parents knew his decision was going to lead to trouble.
Big trouble.
Judges 14:4, the next verse says, but his father and mother knew not that it was of the Lord.
As parents, there's a point where you have to say, no. I can tell you at times it's difficult to do. The earlier the boundaries are drawn, it will save you and your children from headaches and heartaches later on down the road.
But as it was from the Lord, sometimes when our children decide to do things, we have to literally put it in the Lord's hands.
Absolutely. Good point. You know, it's also important to understand that parents often do their very best, telling their children what's right and what's wrong, only to have the children make wrong decisions. If you've taught your children right from wrong, and they chose wrongly, don't let the enemy beat you up over it. You did what was right. The decision to do wrong was your child's choice, not yours.
I'm really reminded of a story of Dr. J.E. Murdoch. That's Dr. Mike Murdoch's precious father, who's now gone on to glory. I will never forget him telling the story about how he was down on his knees. They had a bunch of children.
7 kids.
7, I was thinking it was right. They had 7 children. He was down on his knees saying to the Lord, Lord, I need help. I need your help. I cannot get my children to listen to me. And the Lord spoke to him and said, I can't get my kids to listen to me either. Boy, that was
powerful,
an amazing, insightful, I mean, think about it.
Yeah. Amen. Number 2, pride. With an anointing like Samson's, or anybody else for that matter, There must be humility, or spiritual and emotional pride will gain a foothold. I think it's fair to say that Samson had a bit of an ego. Before you rush to condemn Samson for his ego, it's important to understand that a man, or woman for that matter, especially a man, without an ego isn't any good either, because he'll never get anything done. However, the measure of a man, or for that matter a woman, is the extent to which their ego is sanctified. Earlier in Judges 14, Samson had slain a lion with his bare hands. Sometime later, while traveling to his wedding, Samson passed the carcass of the lion that he'd slain. He noticed a swarm of bees had made honey in the carcass. Judges 14, verses 8 and 9.
If you want to read about that story.
Samson was obviously a bit cocky, not only about his feat of strength, but his ability to put forth a riddle. Well, not one that could be understood or figured out
that easily. In Proverbs 16, verse 18, Proverbs 16, 18 in the Message Bible, it says, first pride, then the crash. The bigger the ego, the harder the fall.
Oftentimes, people with an overinflated ego will not accept responsibility for their own actions. When trouble comes, honey, it seems to be always somebody else's fault.
In Judges 15, verse 4 in the New Living Translation, Samson said, this time I cannot be blamed for everything. I am going to do what I am going to do to you, Philistines.
A bruised ego is a A bruised ego is a tragic and often reckless thing. Number three, sex.
Judges 14, verse 1 in the New Living Translation. One day when Samson was in Timnah, one of the Philistine women caught his eye.
The woman caught Samson's eye because of how she looked. If you will, her sex appeal.
Judges 14, verse 3 in the New Living Translation concludes by saying, but Samson told his father, get her for me. She looks good to me. In Judges 16, verse 1 in the New Living Translation, it says, one day Samson went to the Philistine town of Gaza and spent the night with a prostitute.
It's clear that Samson was hanging out with the kind of women that his mama had no doubt warned him about.
I would hope. I'm sure she did.
I'm sure she did, too. Number four, playing with temptation. The quickest way into trouble is to compromise with sin. Samson obviously had an eye for beautiful women. It didn't matter to him if they were saints or sinners, as long as they appealed to his flesh. He was continually traveling into the enemy territory, going into the land of the Philistines, looking for attractive women, some of whom were prostitutes.
Judges 16, verse 1 in the New Living Translation says, and we're just repeating this again and making the point, one day Samson went to the Philistine town of Gaza and spent the night with a prostitute.
This is very important. Never put yourself in an environment where evil is present, especially if the area of temptation is a weakness to you. Number five, taking your gift for granted. In Judges 14, verses 14 through 17, the men of Judah took Samson captive with his permission, bound him with two ropes, and turned him over to the Philistines. When the Philistines arrived to take Samson, here's what the scripture says.
In Judges 14, verse 14, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon Samson. On that day, over 1,000 Philistines were slain with Samson using a jawbone of a donkey as his only weapon. When the last Philistine died, in the scripture in Judges 14, verses 16 and 17, the New Living Translation says, then Samson said, with the jawbone of a donkey, I piled them in heaps. With the jawbone of a donkey, I killed 1,000 men. When he finished his boasting, he threw away the jawbone.
Samson bragged about his abilities, but not the one who gave him those abilities. See, that's a question for each of us. Do we always credit the Holy Spirit for enabling, enlightening, and empowering us to achieve the things that we do in life? Think about it. Number six, lying even if it's to an enemy. Lying even if to an enemy. Lying's wrong. Lying is not a game played for sport, but rather a seed of deception, which will produce an undesired harvest. In Judges 16, we read where Delilah kept asking Samson. I was reading something about Simon Peter earlier today. Samson kept asking, Delilah kept answering. I'll get it right.
Delilah kept asking Samson the source of his strength.
What she said. And three times he lied to her, no doubt with a smile on his face.
In Judges 16, 15 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And she said to him, how can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these three times and have not told me in what your great strength lies. Speaking of lies. And lies she was. She was an amazing...
bad woman.
Yeah.
Sinner. If you live a life of lies, soon you will fall prey to your own deception. Number seven, minimizing God's instructions to you. When Samson finally yielded to Delilah's nagging treachery, he got more than he could handle.
Judges 16, 20 in the Classic Amplified Bible. She said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And he woke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as I have time after time and shake myself free. For Samson did not know that the Lord had departed from him.
When we minimize or ignore God's instructions, trouble is coming to our houses. The Philistines gouged out Samson's eyes and made fun of him. Finally, all their leaders and many of the people gathered in the temple of Dagon to make sport of Samson. You know the story. He asked a young boy near to him to put his hands on the columns.
In Judges 16, 28 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, then Samson called to the Lord and said, O Lord God, earnestly remember me, I pray you, and strengthen me, I pray you, only this once. O God, let me have one vengeance upon the Philistines for both my eyes.
Samson grabbed both main pillars of the temple and pushed, bringing the house down.
Bringing the house down. Judges 16, verse 30 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And Samson cried, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself mightily, and the house fell upon the princes and upon all the people that were in it. So the dead whom he slew in his death were more than whom he slew in his life.
Wow. God wants you, me, us. He wants us to be productive, honey. But we have to be obedient to his word. We have to follow his divine instructions and directions. And when we do, we'll gain a victory. We'll gain the victory. Hallelujah. Go to heraldhearing.com. At the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's two-minute video. And be looking out for a letter from us. It's got the word payday on the outside. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.